Federal officials say there's nothing new or different about how they've been arresting people for immigration violations in Charlotte this week. But the arrest raised fears in the city's Latin American community. Many viewed the arrest as part of a nationwide anti-immigrant campaign led by the White House. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Outside Charlotte Mecklenburg Government Center Friday, Hector Vaca told reporters his group Action NC counted at least 17 arrests in recent days by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents.
This campaign of terror that is part of our president's war on immigrant families needs to stop.
Vaca and other representatives from Charlotte's Latin American community called on elected officials and police to help protect immigrants. He spoke specifically to the city council.
They could pass a resolution denouncing these ICE raids. They could pass a resolution saying that the city will not collaborate with immigration officials.
ICE officials were unable to provide arrest data specifically about Charlotte. But spokesman Brian Cox says the pace of arrest hasn't changed in ICE's Georgia and Carolinas region. He says there's no major sweep. Agents are just doing what they always do, targeting people already identified as violating immigration laws. Whatever the case, the arrests are raising new fears in immigrant communities already uneasy over President Trump's anti-immigrant comments and his call for a crackdown on sanctuary cities that help immigrants in the country illegally. City officials are trying to walk a fine line. Charlotte's not a sanctuary city, they say, but they also know they need to reaffirm the city's commitment to immigrants. Here's Mayor Jennifer Roberts on WFAE's Charlotte Talks Thursday.
We want to be a welcoming city within state and federal law.
For now, there's nothing on the city council agenda that would change local policy, and complying with state law could get harder. A bill filed this week in the state legislature would actually stiffen penalties against local governments that don't do enough to crack down on immigrants here illegally. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.